Today I got time. Family was good, man. It's been a hot minute. I already know. I apologize to y'all and myself for not even saying, well, being consistent like I wanted to be. I think I kind of got lost in the sauce, between just being authentic and really just that, honestly, man. I've been trying to balance it out. So I got an Instagram and everything, for those who's following me, like Emerald, man. Shout out to her because she's been a big support through this whole thing. We got the Today I Got Time podcast page on there, Twitter as well. Once again, shout out to Emerald because she's been a big supporter on there as well. But yeah, so I mean, I kind of got lost in the sauce because, I'm on these channels and between creating content, trying to make it look, appealing to the masses, and trying to get the whole marketing thing in versus don't post this, post that, don't. I mean, it. I was deep in, man. I'm finally kind of getting it now a little bit, so I want to go ahead and drop another podcast on you guys. Because I mean, so what I've been doing lately is I've been kind of battling between getting followers, you know what I'm saying? Well, trying to find out how to get followers. And I know a lot of us maybe that's in the podcasting spaces having these same dilemmas. So my main thing, and I never really gave you guys the full blueprint on who I am. So this is like the perfect time to even do that. So what inspired me to do podcasting is, like I, well, may have said, but I learn a lot. You know what I mean? I get off on information, so that's my thing. I love learning how to do this or learning new things, man. Like, it's really been a story of my life. And that wasn't always a thing in my life because what inspired that was, like, when I was 18, like, I got into some deep doo-doo, man. I be trying not to cuss on here, but I got in some deep shit, basically, and I got locked up, for two serious felonies, man. Like, your boy was looking at doing like major time, but by the grace of God, though, I didn't. And during my second bid, like I did some hard time or something. It was just 40 days, but during that second time, I really picked up books, and they were really eclectic in a sense. Like, they were all different, like, super different. But just through that, like, I got a thirst for information. And the thing was, most of them was fiction, but it opened me up. It opened me up to like a whole difference, because what when you in jail or you locked up, you only got one reality. Like, it's a city of lost dreams for real. It's just what they give you. And reading those books it started making my imagination go crazy. So it was like, yo, I'm here. This is where I'm at. Like, everybody else in jail, I'm over here. Man, I wish I knew the book, man, so I could give it to y'all. Cause man, that's a good book. But it did that for me. And in retrospect, it also did, like, it opened me up to, certain things that, I noticed within the jail structure. And we'll probably talk about that later on certain podcasts, but it's a system. It's a really evil genius system, you know what I'm saying, to keep us at a level where we're kind of supposed to go, man, that business makes so supposed to go to jail. Like, you know what I mean, that business makes so much money, that's ridiculous. But like I said, we'll talk about that on a different episode. But that's what jogged me, that's what inspired me, you know what I mean, because after that I took to social media with the information. Like, I'm people that follow me know, and they will, 'cause soon I'm gonna publicize this on my personal page, so just so I can get that traction and all that, and let people know that, hey, I ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? But that was kind of a fear of mine too. But yeah, off topic. But I was taking the social media, with all the information that I had. You know what I'm saying? And it was just coming from, like, different, realms of me, what I was taking in. So some of the information would be super rich, you know what I mean? 'Cause I'm looking at rich people on YouTube or reading their books. And that just became a thing of like, okay, I could post a status about, yo, everybody should have stocks. You know what I'm saying? Like something that I really feel, you know, I have a few shares and it can maybe get, well, my whole team, we all got them. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's main, you know, for me, like, to know that, you know, I did do that for my people around me. So boom, like most of my day ones, the closest people to me, yeah, we all got shares. And, you know, kudos. But more than that, so when I'm kicking a message out to the masses, like, you know, you post a status and you want, you know, the people that you want to get it, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like we're in an era of ridiculousness, like, so I could get 10 likes on that status, you know what I mean? Or I could post a picture of myself, which is another reason why I didn't want to attach this to, you know, attach this to me. I could post a picture of myself and get 100 likes, you know, pushing 200 sometimes, pushing 3, you know what I mean? Like, we're so narcissistic now. And if it's not narcissistic, I've noticed that negative information also gets a lot more clout, you know what I mean? It's just so weird. Like, I'm from a small city where people ain't got nothing good to say, you know? And the hate is real. And I ain't gonna say it's their fault, because a lot of people only know what they know. And I'm growing more older and mature to, you know, I can peep that now. Like, you know, this is the reason why people like that, you know, they were brought up like that. But I mean, I understand it, but what I don't really kind of understand sometimes is why we don't, you know, grow out of that bubble. But, you know, to each his own, man. So, you know, those were some of my leading motivators to do this whole podcasting thing. Today I Got Time came from me not really having time anymore for social media. So I was like, okay, boom, I'm going to use a different outlet to give information to. So, you know, that's what led to it. So I wanted the topic of today to be, you know, everybody has a story. Because, you know, a while back, maybe like 2 years ago, we moved to the Philippines with my girl and I. And, you know, that was a good experience. I got to reach a few people that, you know, weren't normally hitting me up. But, you know, once again, it's like a facade, though. Like, I moved. And before that, you know, I was in Tuscaloosa, the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, for the naysayers. But it was a facade, really. Like, as soon as I moved to Tuscaloosa, you know, I got approved to go to the University of Alabama, you know, from, you know, getting my GPA up, all that. People started hitting me up with the notion that I was already on a level of success. And that's good, though. That's good, though. Because I sat with a guy, he was like, you know, never deny what people see in you, because you don't know what's making them see that. I feel him from a physical perspective when, because, you know, I sat down with this guy. We chopped it out. But on social media, I see it more common, because it's almost forced. Like, people, you know, they associate it with an image. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe it is the same thing when I say it like that. I mean, people know what they know, man. I'm going to leave it at that. But, I'm just going to leave it at that. But, you know, skip that. My boy hit me. He like, yo, bro, you the voice of the streets. And I thought that was a major, because I'm like, I mean, you know, you chill out, man. But he was like, nah, for real. He was like, you know, because people know what you went through. He was like, you know, so that lets them, you know, that shows them another outlet that they didn't think was possible before. And I'm like, hey, man, that's real, man. So, you know, even then I was like, yo, I got to do something for the dudes, do something for the guys. And I had a lot of ideas that I let, you know, wither away. And, you know what I mean? They shouldn't have, because a lot of them were great, and I feel like I could have been somewhere currently off of them. But, you know, you live and you learn. But yeah, like I say, I say that to say that, yo, step out there, man, because every story is given to you for a certain reason, be it a reminder. Like me and my girl was just having this talk. You know, some things happen around you, like to remind you, like where you, like that you not, that you supposed to be doing it, or you not supposed to be doing it. Like, you know, you got your goals and your aspirations and all that, and you around people that's not really empowering that. That's your reminder right there. So it's like, I take heed to that. I take heed to that. I think it's really important. But everybody has their story, and I feel like it's important because everyone has their story. So it's like you never know who you could touch based off of yours, because I could have my story and I can have a guy beside me, you know, with the same or similar situation that's going on or that he's went through, and we trying to reach the kids and they resonate with him a little bit easier than me. You know what I mean? It's still cool because we're trying to push it forward. We're trying to build something, like my boy Varus say. Like, we really trying to do that. So why not? And a lot of people are, you know, they frustrated with their lives right now because they feel like they should be doing something deeper than the music. But and they do have stories. And I feel like regardless, if you got a story, man, go ahead. Shoot, create a podcast. It's popping right now, I see, man. Like, shout out to the Anchor group from Facebook, man. Like, we really on. It's not really about money, you know what I mean? Because just to know, like, you never know what a seed could become. You know, we're now in an era where we are seeing kids get older, get that money, and come back by their parents. Or their whoever motivated them, you know what I mean? Coming by them, Artie's. You know, stuff like that. I see videos like that all the time on Facebook. So I think that's important to plant the seeds. You know what I'm saying? So to me, podcasting is that outlet. You know what I mean? You could heal them. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to leave it at that, man. You know, we in now, man. I'm going to try to bring a lot more content to the table. You know, thank y'all for bearing with me like this far, you know, in the process, man. It's definitely been crazy. Like I said, man, like the marketing and all that, like just trying to, you know, keep it as authentic as possible. And, you know, sidebar, what I'm learning is like, yo, if you're good at podcasting and you got a passion for it, just keep your passion at the podcast and you create those podcasts out of passion. Now, on the business side, you need to learn marketing, because if you do want to turn your passion into money, which I'm saying not, don't do it for the money, seriously, because, like, even with these ads, I realized that on, I think, episode 3, maybe, I even took my ad off just experiencing with it, like, well, experimenting with it, because it wasn't really, like, I don't have a following yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, so regardless, like, even in these starting stages, like, really, I just want to build a following first, you know, in the business side of it. But, you know, as far as the passion, I got to keep it there. So, I'm just learning how to move with this thing, man. So, yeah, that's it, man. Once again, like, I urge you, like, if you have a story, you know, keep it there. You know, go ahead and post that. See what's over there. See how your voice sounds. And, you know, heal, man, because listening, you know, talking can be a healer. Knowing people listening is healing, man. It's just a beautiful thing for real. So, I'm gonna leave y'all with that, man. About to hit the hay, man. Gotta go to work tomorrow. So I appreciate y'all, man. Be tuned. We got more coming. Keep creating. Peace and blessings. Love y'all.